Welcome back to AI Daily. I'm Sarah Chen, here with Alex Rodriguez for episode 26. Yesterday, we talked about developing AI strategies, and today, we're tackling something equally critical, measuring whether those strategies are actually working. Alex, I have to ask about something that's been making headlines. MIT's study claiming 95% of AI projects are failing to deliver ROI. What's really going on here?
Sarah, that MIT study has been a wake-up call for the entire industry, but it's also revealed a fundamental problem with how we're measuring AI success. UC Berkeley just published a fascinating response arguing that we're not experiencing an AI failure, we're experiencing a measurement failure. The study found that despite $30 to $40 billion in enterprise investment, most organizations are seeing zero return. But the problem isn't AI itself. It's that we're applying 20th century ROI metrics to 21st century transformation.
That's a really important distinction. So what's wrong with traditional ROI measurement when it comes to AI?
Great question. Traditional ROI focuses on immediate financial returns, typically measured within 6 months. But think about it this way. When email was introduced, companies didn't immediately see profit increases. When the internet emerged, websites weren't generating immediate quarterly earnings. We're making the same mistake with AI. The MIT study defined success as measurable KPIs within 6 months of pilot completion, but that completely misses how transformational technologies create value.
So what should organizations be measuring instead? I imagine our listeners are wondering how to prove AI value to their bosses without waiting years for results.
This is where the latest research from companies like Moveworks becomes really valuable. They've published a comprehensive framework that goes beyond traditional ROI to what they call multidimensional measurement. Instead of just looking at cost savings, we need to track operational efficiency, employee productivity, strategic impact, and adoption metrics. The key insight is that AI often improves quality and capability before it shows up in profit margins.
Can you give us a practical example of what this looks like in action?
Absolutely. Let's say a customer service team implements AI. Traditional ROI measurement might miss the value because the team isn't reducing headcount or cutting costs immediately. But the new measurement framework would capture that they're now handling 20% more complex inquiries without adding staff, response quality has improved by 40%, and employee satisfaction increased because they're doing more meaningful work. That's real business value, but it doesn't show up in traditional quarterly profit calculations.
That makes so much sense. What are the specific metrics that organizations should be tracking?
There are five key categories every organization should measure. First, operational efficiency, things like automation rate, time saved per employee, and resolution speed. Second, cost impact, both direct savings and cost avoidance. Third, productivity gains, volume handled per team member and process completion speed. Fourth, quality improvements, accuracy rates, error reduction, and compliance metrics. And fifth, strategic impact, new capabilities enabled and competitive advantages gained.
Those categories seem much more comprehensive than just looking at dollar savings. How do you actually implement this kind of measurement framework?
The foundation is baseline measurement. You need at least 3 to 6 months of historical data before implementing AI so you can measure the before and after impact. Then you want to use control groups when possible, comparing departments with and without AI to isolate the impact. Most importantly, you need to convert qualitative benefits into quantifiable metrics. For example, improved employee experience becomes measurable through satisfaction scores, reduced escalations, and faster resolution times.
I'm curious about something. Are there differences in how small businesses versus large enterprises should approach ROI measurement?
Excellent question. Small businesses actually have some advantages here. They can measure personal and team-level impacts more easily, like tracking how AI reduces the time spent on specific tasks or improves output quality. Large enterprises need more sophisticated frameworks because they're often implementing AI across multiple departments simultaneously. But here's what's interesting. From the latest research, personal productivity AI shows the highest success rates precisely because individuals can measure value in terms of personal efficiency rather than corporate ROI.
What are some common mistakes organizations make when trying to measure AI ROI?
The biggest mistake is what I call quarterly thinking, expecting immediate financial returns from transformational technology. Another major pitfall is focusing only on cost reduction instead of capability enhancement. Many organizations also fail to align their measurement frameworks with stakeholder priorities. Finance teams care about cost savings, operations teams focus on efficiency metrics, and executives want strategic impact measurements. You need to communicate the same AI success story using different metrics for different audiences.
Speaking of different audiences, how should our listeners present AI ROI to their leadership teams?
This is crucial for getting continued buy-in. For finance teams and CFOs, lead with hard numbers: cost per transaction, FTE hour saved, deflection savings. For operations and IT leaders, focus on efficiency improvements, faster resolution times, higher automation rates, reduced manual effort. For executives, emphasize strategic value, competitive advantage, innovation acceleration, and market responsiveness. The key is showing how AI enables business growth, not just cost cutting.
What about measuring long-term success? How do you know if your AI investment will continue paying off?
Long-term ROI sustainability requires what researchers call continuous optimization strategies. You need to expand use cases strategically, starting with high-impact scenarios and scaling systematically. Monitor performance continuously using analytics dashboards to identify optimization opportunities. Most importantly, invest in change management and adoption strategies. The most sophisticated AI in the world won't deliver ROI if people aren't using it effectively.
Are there any warning signs that an AI ROI measurement approach isn't working?
Definitely. If you're only measuring cost savings 6 months after implementation, you're probably missing the bigger picture. If stakeholders are losing interest or questioning AI value, it often means you're not communicating benefits in terms they care about. Another red flag is when teams report using AI, but you can't quantify the impact they're creating. That suggests your measurement framework isn't capturing the real value being created.
As we wrap up, what's the most important takeaway about AI ROI measurement for our listeners?
Remember that 2025 is being called the year of AI accountability. 92% of businesses plan to increase AI spending, but executives are demanding concrete returns. The organizations succeeding aren't necessarily those with the most advanced AI. They're the ones measuring the right things in the right ways. Start with baseline data, use multidimensional frameworks, and communicate value in terms your stakeholders understand. Most importantly, remember that efficiency gains often precede profit increases. If you're improving how work gets done, the financial returns will follow.
Brilliant advice. Tomorrow, we're diving into AI integration strategies, how to actually connect AI tools with your existing systems and workflows. Because having great measurement is only half the battle. You need to implement AI in ways that deliver those measurable outcomes.
Until tomorrow, remember, what gets measured gets managed, and what gets managed gets optimized.